Church. My name is Raph, for those of you who haven't had the pleasure of meeting. As Kim said earlier today, it's going to be a little bit different today. We're going to go in and out of prayer and worship, and y'all feel free to take whatever posture you feel like, okay? So sit when you want to sit, stand when you want to stand, whatever your favorite prayer posture is. We're going to be doing a lot of praying. Some of y'all might want to, you know, stay seated. Some of y'all might want to stand. Sometimes I like to pace when I'm praying. I tell like a good prayer walk, like it's all okay. Do what you want to do here today. I want to teach you a little prayer that that has blessed me, that's become one of my favorite prayers. It's from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. One verse is called the Prayer of Jabez, okay? And so I put the verse on the screen here for you. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. And the context of this verse here, if I could set it up for you, 1 Chronicles, if you've ever read it or tried to read it, I would say it might be more accurate. The first few chapters, it's just genealogy. It's all these names that are really hard to pronounce and places that I've never heard of. And it's just like one after another for like 3.5 chapters. And then you get to this verse in chapter 4, right before this verse, it says, and Jabez was an honorable man unlike his brothers. And so right off the bat, right there, the scripture's telling us, the author here is saying, hey, unlike all these people who you just heard, right, God's people, we just sang that song, right? He's faithful for generations. So why would he fail now? He won't, right? He's never failed his people. But time and time again, especially throughout the nation of Israel, when his chosen people at the time, they failed to be faithful to him over and over again. And so what we find out here, right before we get into introduced to Jabez, is that he's one who was faithful. He was faithful, and he approaches the Lord that way, and believing that God is who he says he is, he makes this request of God, oh, that you would bless me. He prays for blessing. Now, a lot of people have never heard of the prayer of Jabez. Some who have, who grew up in church, recognize it more as a prosperity prayer, kind of a name it and claim it prayer. Right? Which sounds great, except when you pray that prayer and say, God bless me with X, Y, and Z, and it doesn't happen, then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, where was God? Why didn't he show up? Right? And again, context, you need to understand what he's praying here when he says, oh, that you would bless me, is he's saying, Lord, bless me so that I can be a blessing. Right? He's if you go to James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3, where the brother of Jesus, James, says, you do not have because you do not ask. And when you ask with the wrong motives, so that you might spend what you receive on yourself, right? It's about the motivation behind the prayer. But Jabez is saying, again, being faithful, he's praying God's will. He's praying in God's will, and he's saying, God, bless me so that I can be a blessing. And then he goes on, increase my territory. He's asking for influence. Lord, give me more influence. Again, not for myself or for my own success or my own devices, but so that we can influence more people in your name. Your kingdom influence, Lord, it's waning here, but I'm faithful to you and I know you're faithful. And so I'm praying, give me more influence, that your name would ring out. He's praying for blessing, for influence. And then he continues, that your hand would be with me. How many of you know, if God gives you his blessing and then grants you more influence, how many of you know you better not be out there in your own strength? God, I need your presence. I need your presence, God. Lest I might believe it was me who got myself here in this position. Or I might be standing on my own foundation, which is built on sand. I want to stand on you, Lord. I want to stand on the rock of your son, Jesus Christ. I need your presence with me. I don't want to do anything outside of his presence. And then lastly, he asked for protection, that you would keep me from evil. You would keep me from evil, both from evil, that you would protect me from harm coming my way, but also that I might not be drawn to evil and do harm to others, right? And so it's a prayer for blessing, for influence, for God's presence, and for protection. And so I want to invite you to pray that prayer with me right now. And again, I'm gonna pray a little bit for my heart, for my family. I want you to do the same for yours, and then I'll throw in some prayers for us as a church corporately, but I invite you to take whatever prayer posture you want. We're gonna begin to play now for blessing. About halfway through, we'll go into another song, we'll come back, and we'll pray some more. Does that sound good? Let's pray for God's blessing. Father, thank you so much that you are a generous God, that you are a good God, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you're the provider, Lord. That everything we have comes from you. Thank you that we have everything we need because it comes from you, Lord. God, I pray for blessing. God, I pray right now for more than I need so that I can be a blessing to other people. God, as a church, that you would bless us so that we can bless the community around us, God. Give us more provision than we need so that we can use that strategically, God, to bless other people in your name, God. That your kingdom would grow, that your name would ring out, that your love and your grace would become common, that it would be so known to everyone by the way that we use the things that you bless us with. God, give us more than we need so that we can be a blessing. God, bless us with wisdom. God, we need more wisdom to make good choices, God, to stay on the right path, God, to again be able to affect more people and point them to you, God. We want to be a light. You call us a city on a hill. Lord, a light in the darkness, God. Give us wisdom and discernment to step in and be the light that you're calling us to be, God. I pray your blessing on every young person in this room, God, on the graduates, Lord. And the families that they represent, God, bless them and their futures. God, give them more than they need so that they can be a blessing on every college campus that they go to, Lord, and every team that they join, every friendship that they step into, let it be different because of the way that you are pouring out your spirit into them, the way that you are blessing them, God. I pray you would bless every marriage in this church, God. We need, God, your spirit to lead the way, to fill us so that we can love one another the way you call us to and be that representation, God, of marriage that you pointed to in Scripture, that people would see and know that there is a God and that he is good, Lord. Bless every marriage in this church, Father. God, we pray for your blessing. God, again, more than we need so that we can be a blessing to others, Father. God, and Lord, as we receive your blessings, as we lean into them, as we step into who you're calling us to be, God, we pray for more influence. God, would you increase our influence in this community? God, that as Relentless Church grows, God, that your influence would grow, that your name would grow, God, that your love and your generosity and your grace and your mercy, God, that we would be known for all the things that you were known for, God, and that would make a difference in this community. God, I pray for more opportunities. God, in our circles of influence, God, at PTA meetings, God, around the water cooler in the office, Lord, at every interaction with our bosses and with the our neighbors, God, and with the local officials in our community, Father, would you increase our influence? Would you give us opportunities to share your love and your grace? God, who you are, the truth of who you are. God, increase our personal influence in our lives. Increase our influence with our kids, Lord, with our children. God, help them to see you in us, God. Give us, again, wisdom and discernment as you bless us, God. Give us more influence and help us to use it wisely, God, that we might bring you glory, that we might increase your territory, God. Not my territory, not for my own selfish desires or ambitions, not for my personal gain, God, but for your kingdom, so that your kingdom can come down a little bit. We can have a little slice of heaven here down in earth. And again, the world would know that you are real and that you are good and that you're for them. God, give us influence for that purpose, Lord. God, and Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the gratitude, God. We thank you on the front end for what you're going to do, God. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the room before we even know. God, as we get ready to continue back into worship, I want to pray just a special prayer, God. I ask for blessing over the health of every person in this room, every family represented in our church. Father, there are people, I've never, 10 years of ministry, I've never done so many hospital visits. Lord, something's going on. We pray for your blessing. We pray for healing. God, healing in Relentless Church for every chronic illness, God. Lord, that you would have your way, that you would begin now healing every disease, God. Diseases in every area in our life that we are diseased, I pray for healing. God, I pray that you would do what only you can do. God, pray for just deliverance, God. I pray for freedom, Lord. For those who are recovering from surgery and procedures, God. Would they heal quickly and rapidly, God, and that you would get all the glory, God, that doctors and nurses would just be flabbergasted, Lord, that they would just not know what else to say or do other than, hey, you know what, it had to be a miracle, God, but we know what it is, it's you, Lord. We pray for healing, God, for every person who woke up with chronic pain, illness, thrown out back, just constantly sick, whatever's going on, God, mental illness, God, stress, Lord, depression, God, I pray you would break the chains. God, we pray for fullness of life, the full life that you promised, that Jesus said, I came to give. God, I pray that we would step into that now by your Spirit, Lord. And again, we thank you. We give you all the praise, the gratitude, the glory. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Could I answer?
we turn our attention towards the second half of Jabez's prayer. He says, Lord, keep your hand on me. Keep your hand on me. Do not take your hand from me. Father, we need your presence. We need your presence. Let's go in and prayer together as a church and ask for God, his presence, more of his presence in our lives, more of his presence in our church. Father, we need you. God, keep your hand on us. Keep your hand on us, God, as you increase our influence, as you bless us, God, in the ways that you have promised, God, and we in turn try to turn out to a community, a world that needs to know more of you, God. Would you, Lord, fill us with your presence? God, your word says, greater is he in me than he who is in the world. God, thank you that is true, that the Spirit of Jesus lives in me. God, guide my every step, Father. God, I pray for wisdom and discernment, God, that by your Spirit, Lord, I would know, God, every decision that has to be made, the big and the small, God, that they would be made with your hand on me, Lord, that they would be made in concert with your Holy Spirit that lives on in me, God. I pray your presence, Lord, would form me. God, I'm tired of being formed by the world around me, Lord. I want you to form me into the man you called me to be. Father, I need more of you for that. God, we pray for your presence. God, your presence, Lord, more of your presence in our church and in our community, Lord. God, we need your presence. Father, I don't want to take a step that's not ordained by you. I don't want to go in the direction, God, that you haven't called me to go. Father, we need your presence in every conversation, God. The hard conversations with my kids, Lord. Loving conversations, Lord, in my nature I might want to shrink back from, Lord. That I might be scared to have, God. I pray by your Spirit, God, that you would give me the word to speak. Your presence in those conversations, God. Lead me in the way everlasting, Father. God, that by your Spirit, by your presence, we might find rest in a chaotic, crazy rat race of a world that we live in. Father, I pray for your presence. I pray your hand on me so that I can steal moments of rest in you and you would refill me for what you have next. God, fill us with your presence. Lord, and we pray for your protection. God, keep me from evil. Keep me from harm. God, harm that might be done to me, harm that I might do to others because I'm outside of your will. God, I pray against attacks from the enemy. God, pray your protection over our church. Father, we know spiritual warfare is real, Lord. Your word tells us, God, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but that that we have a spiritual enemy, God, who is very real, and he's fighting right now. He's fighting for hearts and minds and souls, God. Thank you that you protect us from that. God, thank you for every battle that I didn't even know I was in, that I never had to step into because you stopped it before it happened. God, thank you that you're that good, that you're that strong, that you're that big of a God, that you're protecting me when I don't even realize it, Lord. Thank you that in the moment when I find myself in a battle, God, when temptation comes or when attack comes, spiritual or physical, God, that I'm not alone, that you are with me, that you're for me, that there's never been a day that I've been by myself, that you haven't been by my side. God, protecting. Lord, I pray for your protection over our children. God, I pray they would never know a day outside of your love and your grace. God, outside of a relationship with you. Protect their minds and their hearts and their futures, God, and their path. God, we pray your protection over our church. I just pray for unity. God, I pray that you would protect our unity in the season to come and everything that the world is going to bring, God, as a gospel-centered, forever-focused, multi-ethnic church. I pray you would unify us in the love of your son, Jesus, that would be the thing that rises above everything else that we would claim, that we would hold on to, that we would say, this is who we are because this is who you are, and there's nothing that we can't get through because of that, Lord. Unify us around that, Lord. God, that we would honor and celebrate and love one another the way you call us to. It doesn't make sense to the world, but it makes sense in here because of who you are and what you're doing, God. I pray that kind of unity, that kind of protection, God, that can only come from your presence. Father, fill this place. Lord, we pray for your blessing. We pray you would increase our influence, Lord. We pray, God, for more of your presence. Keep your hand on us, God. We pray for your protection. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you. We praise you. Amen.